This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run, 7:36 right now. I'm Melissa Idris with Kusu Chuang and Joyce Goh, and we're looking at world markets. The emerging market contagion is slamming currencies around the globe. And while the Turkish lira remains relatively immune for the time being, traders are now focusing on the South African rand as well as the Argentine peso, both of which were in free fall yesterday. The question is, will there be a backlash in emerging ASEAN? We have on the line with us from New York, Dodge Dolan, Chief Investments Officer of Landor and Fuse Capital Managers. Now, Dodge, before we examine Asia, what is the context to what appears to be a spreading contagion? I mean, first we are seeing Turkey and now the South African rand as well as in Argentina. What's the context here, Dodge?
Well, the concern is getting more serious and it is longer term in nature. There's so much volatility now in the EM currencies that global investors are, in fact, taking a pause. The economics are going to have to be worked out. The trade fears are going to have to be worked out. There's a lot going on. And the perception is that resolution is not going to occur quickly. And so there is more volatility than has been expected. Now, it's interesting because the incremental volatility from foreign currencies has been higher in developed markets relative to the emerging markets. If you take a look at the deviation of the MSCI EAFE index, you'll see that there was a 14.6% deviation in local currency compared with 16.7% in dollars. So it's not just the emerging markets. There's just a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of trading opportunity, but the opportunities, unfortunately, are on the negative side. So I'm more concerned, to tell you the truth. I do believe that ultimately we will work this out. The world banks will come in. There will be some kind of compromise made, et cetera, and I think that ultimately there will be a workout. I'm much more concerned. Well, first of all, I think China's going to take longer, much longer than what we're facing over here with Canada and Mexico. The real threat really lurks in a very much different area. The currency fluctuations even out over time? No, they really don't. They appear to over short periods of time. But the assumption has not held up in emerging markets. And in fact, what I'm more concerned now is the gamble that these fleeting ups and downs will be worked out, but the real risk is of a slow decline that goes unnoticed until many decades from now. And that's really the concern that I'm having right now.
Yes, Dodge, there is a lot of uncertainty, and Argentina is currently now imploding in wake of Turkey as the next EM currency to face issues. So what are your thoughts here?
Yes, it is imploding, but the reason is typically and this is an outsider, obviously, but the perception is that the country has not dealt with the economic risks that it's been facing and has allowed the politics of the situation to take over rather than making the hard decisions. Now, the decisions are so hard to make, I don't blame countries for not making the economically right decisions. It's very hard. But the bottom line is that over time, letting an economic problem grow and not be taken care of just makes it much harder to come to some kind of compromise in terms of economics and therefore the ability to work it out. So it's going to take longer and there's going to have to be some political adjustments. And I'm concerned about that, not only for the country and countries involved, such as Argentina, but also for how it's going to affect the economic well-being of the world as a whole and how different countries are going to react to this risk.
Yeah, Dodge, I guess the bigger relevance here in Asia for us is the spread of contagion, the contagion risk to ASEAN Asia. Is there something we should be worried about, given the fact that quite a lot of nations in this part of the world have high levels of dollar-denominated debt?
I would be China, I think I'd be very concerned about, because I do not think there's going to be an easy compromise between the United States and China. Both countries are digging their heels in. One country feels that they have economic strength now and that they've been mishandled. The other country has a much longer-term goal. And so there's a difference of opinion as to how to work things out. So I think the fact that that's the China-U.S. tariff negotiations will go on longer. There will be much more wear and tear. And, yes, I would be concerned with regard to the U.S. dollar. You know, at this point, it is the one strong currency that's theoretically backed by a strong economy, but that doesn't necessarily really help the rest of the world, because it's not the absolute strength. It's a relative strength that's really creating a problem now. It's just too strong. And so I'm hoping that the U.S. will be able to negotiate some tariffs arrangements with both in North America, but also in Europe. And then ultimately, I think China will come to the table with the U.S., and they're just going to have to work it out. Until then, we're all at risk.
Dodge, Amazon now follows Apple in hitting the $1 trillion mark, and Microsoft and Alphabet are closing in fast too. So what does this mean, and does this signify a bubble, you know, in the tech space?
No, not at all. It's a change in the winners and the losers. I mean, we went through this some time ago, a couple decades ago, when you had Verizon, who had the technology and was able to deliver technology, and then you had the programmers, the ones who could deliver programs, such as Comcast. Ultimately, technology won, and Verizon became much stronger, and technology as a whole became stronger. But now you have someone like an Amazon who's able to have a much broader view and to be able to redefine economies, the marketplace, to fit its ability. And so with Amazon not being worried about earnings per se, but much more focused on growth, you have a changing environment. And so I don't think the concern is not as much of a bubble, but once you have leaders such as Amazon, and now, of course, what we're going through with Facebook and the meetings that are occurring in Washington, it is changing the economic environment. And so the fact that Amazon is so large in itself is not the concern. The concern is that Amazon is all-encompassing, has been able to adapt to a changing market, creating a changing market, and there's going to be very little competition. Up till now, Walmart appeared to be the one who's going to have a successful alternative to what Amazon's doing, but Amazon's gone well beyond the view of what Walmart has been able to achieve and to develop. So it's going to change. It's not exactly a bubble. It's just it's going to force the world and the investment markets, the investment community, to change the perception of the winners and the losers. And I'm not as concerned about the bubble. I'm watching very carefully as to who the winners are going to be. And just because Amazon is large, I think it's going to be very hard to come up with some kind of compromise where Amazon gives up some of its monopolistic approach. That's going to be very hard for a government to step in. This is what I'm going to be watching, not whether there's a bubble caused by the very few companies right now being the leaders in terms of pure investments.
Right, so it's definitely a change of mindset when it comes to investors looking at the tech space. Thank you so much, Dodge, for sharing your insights with us this morning. Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lendo Infused Capital Managers there from New York. After this, we'll come back and take a look at the top local business headlines here in Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.